Good morning, church, and we hope that you're having another wonderful Sunday morning. I'm going to be gone for a couple of days, but I just wanted to leave a thought with you while I was gone. Just last week, there was an anniversary took place that maybe not a lot of people are aware of. You see, about 500 years ago, there was a man by the name of William Tyndale who translated the Greek Bible into English. William Tyndale was a scholar. He knew seven languages and he spoke Greek and Hebrew fluently. And one day, as he was reading through the Greek Bible, the Lord showed him something. He showed him that our salvation is through grace, through faith. Well, unfortunately, that wasn't the thing that was taught or even accepted in those days. But William Tyndale decided to go ahead and translate the Greek into the English Bible because he thought the only way for the Englishman to learn this truth is to be able to have a Bible in his hand and read it for himself. Well, he did that. But then, about 500 years ago as well, on the 6th of October, the religious order that was in place at that time tied him to a post, told him to recant. He said no. And they killed him. He was burned at the stake. He was a martyr. Now, I know that's kind of a sad thing, but because of what William Tyndale did 500 years ago, God has taken that and blessed it and used it, and the vast majority of the translations that we have today were the result of William Tyndale's translation 500 years ago, who died because of what he did. Well, I'm telling you this for you to think about something. The Bible that we have is precious, not only because it's the Word of God, it's because good people gave their lives so we can have a copy of the Word of God in our hands. It's something we should hold dear. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking to an elderly gentleman, and I saw an opportunity to say I'm a Christian, and I wanted to share something with him. And when I said I was a Christian, he stopped me, put his hand over on his drawer. He opened up the drawer, and there was his Bible. He went on to say, "In that book, you can find the answer for every question in this life." He said, "Now you can't get it just reading chapter to chapter, but if you go to that Bible and you look for the answer, you will find it." Truer words have never been spoken. So today, sometime, let me encourage you to do something. Get your Bible, sit down with it, read a couple of your favorite chapters. Maybe pray and ask the Lord to show you something specific, and then go looking for the answer that you're seeking. Because you see, God has placed His power in His Word. If you want to know the power of God, you've got to know His Word. Now, in closing, I'm going to show something to you. There's a graphic that just came across a couple of weeks ago that really describes the power of the Word of God. I want you to read that. I want you to think about it. I want you to meditate on it and see what God shows you. And if God shows you something specific, please let me know. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to highlight your Word. I thank you for William Tyndale, who was martyred because of his convictions of translating the Greek text into the English Bible. which today we have the majority of it in our hands. Thank you, Father, for William Tyndale. But now, Lord, since we have your word in our hands, help us to value it deeply. Help us to apply what you show us in our lives. And it's the only thing that has the capability of changing our lives. So, Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for preserving it. Thank you for protecting it. Thank you for giving it to us to read anytime we choose. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.